Tonight on X-Men.
The History Channel has scored a hit with its reality TV series about Northwest loggers called Axemen. Among its colorful characters is the high-strung owner of S&S Aqua Logging, Jimmy Smith.
Dead hand, right ahead! Paddle, James, paddle! Or paddle, I must!
During season two, Smith hauls in massive logs, not from the woods, but from the Hoquiam River in western Washington. His slogan is, recovering the forests of yesterday to save the forests of tomorrow. You might think logs would quickly rot and decay underwater, but more often than not, our cold and murky rivers preserve the wood. In effect, the tight-grained wood cures underwater.
They say it's junk, call it firewood. I call it mantles and beautiful decorative lumber that goes in houses. It's a gold mine is what it is.
Until a couple years ago, Ross Bennett of St. Helens, Oregon, also pursued underwater timber salvage, he with a crew on the Columbia River.
There was, they figured 5 to 6% of every log raft sank of the hemlock, and there was thousands and thousands of rafts of logs, which meant there was, you know, millions of logs down there, and so I got a sonar system, went out and took a look, and there it was. There was logs everywhere.
Here's the problem. Washington State takes a dim view of retrieving that timber. Oregon State agencies are only slightly less skeptical. Larry Radell is the chief enforcement officer for Washington's Department of Natural Resources.
We basically said that we don't allow that practice to happen, and then coming to find out later, he went off on his own and did it without the permission of the DNR.
Radell started an investigation of Jimmy Smith's company after seeing them in action on national TV. The Grays Harbor County prosecutor is currently weighing a charge of theft of state timber. Meanwhile, underwater logger Ross Bennett also faces a felony theft charge for plucking logs from the lower Columbia River.
And I said, what are you busting me for? What did I steal? And who owned it? These logs come all the way from Canada. They can't just say a log arbitrarily deserves.
Bennett is currently scheduled to stand trial in Cowlitz County, Washington, later this spring. The Saletz Indian tribe of coastal Oregon folded an underwater timber salvage business after they were subpoenaed in Bennett's case. Underwater loggers argue they provide a public service by removing submerged logs that could endanger water sports enthusiasts. The state's Larry Radell says those hazardous logs can and should be taken care of, but the rest belong on the bottom.
Well, it boils down to really habitat. They don't pose a threat to property owners. And they're down there for a reason, to provide habitat for fish and those type of wildlife creatures that are down there.
If and when these cases come to trial, defense attorneys will dispute whether the state actually owns the sunken logs. Meanwhile, aqua logger and Axemen star Jimmy Smith makes a non-legal argument for why he should stay in business.
You know, one kid jumps off a bridge and hits a submerged log. You know, if I can save one kid or one boater, I think it's worth it, you know.
Smith temporarily relocated to Florida to continue underwater logging this winter. He says he would much rather pursue his unusual line of business in the Northwest, but the way things are going, that looks unlikely. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.